Welcome to the Catch Up with Carbon County podcast.
Didn't quite pan out to do it during stewardship time. And so with the help of our office and the help of our ad agency, we've created a whole new idea. And so Carbon County, with your approval of the contract, we'll be creating a whole new geo tour that will have over 30 geotags in Carbon County, and it'll focus on stewardship, preservation, and exploration, and teaching those who do come to our area to find these tags how to be good stewardships of the land, staying on the trail, pack it in, pack it out. All those things will be focused around this, and so this is just the agreement with geo tour to launch that. So
any questions?
Sounds great.
Yeah, thank you. I think this will be a really neat, there's a lot of people that follow geocaching and these geo tours. So I think it'll be a good thing for the community. So thank you.
You bet.
I'll make the motion that we approve the geo tour agreement for the county.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number five, this is recognition of the Carbon High mountain biking team at state. I just got word back from Mark that he forgot about the meeting, and so we'll bump it to next meeting and have them back with us. So okay. We'll table that till the next meeting. Okay. Item number six, consideration of possible approval of updated professional service agreement between Children's Justice Center and the National Children's Alliance. Shelley.
Hi, commissioners. Thank you. So this is our Cambia project. It's money that was given to the National Children's Alliance, and the National Children's Alliance had to select a state to be the recipients of this funding. And the funding started in 2021, and the idea of it was to provide trauma therapy to children in rural communities. Specifically who are dealing with trauma related to child sexual abuse, child physical abuse, domestic violence, all different areas of child abuse. So what we're doing is we have a new professional service agreement to update. Initially, we were doing it with a contracted therapist. Now we are hiring the therapist, and this funding is what is funding it. It's broken up into 6 months, so this will be for the first 6 months, and then the next 6 months will go from July through to next December. And so we'll have to probably sign this twice. I don't know if we need to come back to commission meeting to re-sign it, but it's not like a contract, it's a professional service agreement, so I'm not sure.
We should be able to approve both of them right now. So approve it now and the one that's going to be coming back.
And it should be the same as far as the funding goes. The funding won't change. The amount won't change, I guess. It's just the time frame.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Utah was selected, the only state in the nation that was selected to use this funding source. And so it's been, we've used it for... Sandy Rugrudos used to be our on-staff therapist, and she resigned in April. When she resigned, she decided to come on as a contracted therapist, so we've used some of the funding for that. And due to VOCA funding being cut, this is going to replace some of that. So this is a good thing for us. We're super excited.
Great. Any questions?
No questions.
Okay.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve the updated professional service agreement between the Children's Justice Center and the National Children's Alliance, and add that when the second contract comes, we can sign it too without coming before the commission again.
And they have my name listed to sign. Do I need to change that to Linnell's or a county commissioner, or I don't remember how we approved it last time. Because before we were trying to contract with the hospital.
I think you're good to sign it.
Okay.
Well, I'll in my motion that's authorizing you to sign it.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
I'll step down and second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Lanelle.
Item number 7, Price River Watershed Conservation District Update, Bill Butcher. Thanks for coming, Bill.
For having me, I printed out a few things to, I wish I printed more than one copy, but.
It's okay.
So the first one there, the letter, just inviting you guys to our conservation district meetings. We meet the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m., usually at the NRCS office in their conference room. Commissioner Jensen was there last month, and he suggested I come here and ask you to assign it to somebody so that somebody knows it's their duty to either go to that meeting or not. But we appreciate having you there, and we'd look forward to just having a little bit better relationship with county government with what we're doing.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what the conservation district is and what it does?
Yeah, so the conservation district, until recently, we were a board of elected members. Utah code was changed just a few years ago, and now we're appointed by the Utah Department of Agriculture. We're appointed by the commissioner. The elections got to be kind of a problem in other parts of the state, and the code was changed, so we're now appointed. But we're just a board. We support all things conservation throughout this area. We're called the Watershed Conservation District. We cover not just this county, but the entire watershed, the Price River watershed. We do all kinds of things. We do Russian olive removal. We've got some equipment that local producers can rent, and we're looking to maybe expand on our equipment list. But we've got aerators, a track filler, we've got a no-till drill that has been very popular for people to go out and plant their fields, and move from the traditional practice of tilling ground to go into a no-till, promote soil health type of a thing. We support some of the youth in the community. We've paid to send some of them to range camp and whatnot. And in return, we ask a little bit from them. We send them up on the mountain, have them hang sage grouse markers on fences. So that's worked really good. The FFA has partnered with us on that. But we're involved in just all kinds of things. And there's looks like it was probably a slideshow from a presentation that was done. The resource coordinator, Ryan Jones, emailed me that thing. And I got to look, and I have got that. So there's just a little thing that one of the pages shows the crop school. We have a crop school coming up. We hold a crop school. It's usually up at the college. We get pretty good attendance. We talk about just conservation-minded things, soil health. Rotational grazing has been a no-till, and all of the things that go along with that. So.
Well, thank you.
It was suggested by the Department of Agriculture that the conservation district boards in general across the state need to have a little better relationship with the county government. So that's kind of why I'm here, and just letting you know we exist and inviting you to be at our meetings. And I'm going to try to attend a few of yours. So just to sit in the back and watch what happens.
Sounds good.
Good.
So thank you.
Thank you all for right. All the boards you sit on. Spend a lot of your personal time helping with a lot of things here, so thank you.
I seem to, but days like today when the wind's blowing, it's not bad.
For sure.
So.
Well, thank you, Bill. We'll have somebody come too, so we'll kick that around and when Tony gets back so we can make a decision. So.
Okay. And I've talked with Commissioner Hopes about a corral out in Miller Creek that would like to put get the lease transferred into our name, and I'm still working on that.
Okay.
And so maybe I can get on the agenda and we'll get that done.
Perfect. Yeah, it was just a transfer of land, so it was in the conservation district's name, if I remember right.
It is in the name of the Castle Valley Livestock Association, mm-hmm. which is sort of defunct. All the members I've gotten a little older, but somebody needs to be out, you know, taking care of that corral and the certified scales and whatnot. The conservation right. district seemed to be a good fit for that.
Yeah, good.
So yep. I'd just like to report I'm still working on that, and I'm going to come back here one day and...
It's waiting on my desk whenever you're ready.
Okay. I apologize for taking
you're good.
Long, so long.
If you need some help with that, I'm sure that our attorney's office could assist. They help us with land things, so...
That's good to know. I might be in touch with them. So,
okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Anything else you need from me?
I don't think so.
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Item number 8, review and approval of resolution number 2023-01A, authorizing the commission chair to sign a mutual inducement agreement with SCS Energy and related matters. Who wants to explain this?
Go ahead.
So this is an agreement. We have a legislative ask as well as a funding ask from the Community Impact Board. We have several companies, and we'll talk about all of them, Wellington Microtech and Blue Sky Energy, as well as some others that we may have an agreement with at some other time. But these companies have all indicated that they want to locate on Ridge Road, but there are some infrastructure needs that need to be put in place first. So our legislative ask is to be able to put in some of the infrastructure for these companies. In return, the inducement agreement would say that they would pay back the cost of putting in the infrastructure, the power, the water, the sewer, potentially the natural gas line. If that's not done by a private party, there's several different things that need to go in to help these companies. There's not enough power on Ridge Road for all of these companies, and so the power, there would need to be a new substation brought from a high power 30 something, I don't know all the electrical terms, but from a higher power line, a 30 or a 300 kV line or whatever it is, and bring that into Ridge Road, which would allow for these industries to have enough power. So that's in general. Do you have anything to add to that?
Just the only thing would be is these agreements are only binding if we as a county receive funding from the CIB or the state. So yeah, it's just it's in a way a gentleman's agreement that, number one, we will try to find some money to put some of these infrastructure needs in place, and that they would not look anywhere else in the state or the country to locate their facility. They've agreed that this would be the place they would locate. So win-win on both sides if we can get a little help from the state and the CIB.
I think all of them are committed to being here, and especially Blue Sky, they've already announced and they have equipment already on the way. So I think these are good things. So I'll entertain a motion.
I will make the motion that we approve resolution number 2023-01A, authorizing the commission chair to sign the mutual inducement agreement with SCS Energy and related matters.
I'll step down and second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Item number 9 is similar. It's just with a different company. So this is review and possible approval of resolution number 2023-01B, authorizing the commission chair to sign mutual inducement agreement with Wellington Microtech and related matters. Same things all apply here. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion that we approve resolution number 2023-01B, authorizing the commission chair to sign mutual inducement agreement with Wellington Microtech and related matters.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. And finally, item number 10, review and possible approval of resolution number 2023-01C, authorizing the commission chair to sign mutual inducement agreement with Blue Sky Energy and related matters. Again, everything applies to this one as well.
I'll make the motion that we approve resolution number 2023-01C, authorizing the commission chair to sign mutual inducement agreement with Blue Sky Energy and related matters.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, consideration of possible approval of a Carbon County credit card for Rebecca Taylor, Senior Center Director. In December, we, in our last commission meeting, we said our goodbyes to Robbie Jensen, who was our Senior Center Director. He is now going to solely focus on Emery County. And in the interim, we have hired Rebecca Taylor. And this would just be to approve her credit card to be able to make some of those purchases for the center.
I'll make a motion that we approve a credit card, a county credit card for Rebecca Taylor, who's the director of the senior center.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Item number 12 on the agenda is review and possible approval of a revised public defender contracts. We have three public defender contracts that we're looking at today. One for Travis Blackburn, William Melton, and Shane Clifford. Do you want to explain just a little bit about these agreements or these contracts?
These are contracts for the public defenders in Carbon County, and they go over what services the public defenders will provide and the amount that they'll be paid for providing those services.
Okay, and these are for indigent individuals, people that are unable to pay for defense.
Right,
for themselves.
So public defenders were required to provide defense for anyone who's accused of a crime who can't pay themselves. And so we're obligated to provide public defenders. And these are the contracts for the people who will be the public defenders.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion. I think we can do all three of them at the same time. Is that appropriate?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we approve the revised public defender contracts. Do we need them by name? We have Travis Blackburn, William Melton, and Shane Clifford.
I'll sit down and second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Item number 13, consideration of possible approval of appointing a county representative to sit on the Association of Counties Board of Directors for calendar year 2023.
Seth's been doing that, and he's agreed to continue. So I'll make the motion we appoint Seth Marsing to sit on the Utah Association of Counties Board of Directors.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Seth, for doing that.
Thank you.
Item number 14, review and possible approval of an amendment to the contract between Carbon County and EFG Consulting, disclosing a conflict of interest in the contract fee structure. Commissioner Jensen, do you want to explain this?
This, the little I know about it comes from Cody Dieter. who is the president CEO of EFG Consulting, who has been assigned to help us at times by assignment. And this is a letter that we have to acknowledge and sign and send back, that there may be times when there's conflicts of interest, and he has to let us know when there is a conflict of interest that he could not represent and help us in.
Yes, so it's the SEC Municipal Securities Regulatory Board requires notice of a conflict of interest, and there is one in that the fee structure with EFG, he gets more money for larger transactions. And so that is a conflict between what he might want and what the county wants. And so the best way to deal with that is to make it known to everyone and put it out there so that we can be aware that his interests are not necessarily completely our interests.
I believe I read in there somewhere, I'd have to look for it, that in those instances, he will represent the county's interests over his own.
Yes, so he's still obligated to represent the county's interest over our own, but part of doing that is disclosing that he's getting less money, or he may be getting less money.
Okay.
And so just to make sure everybody's aware that there is that conflict.
Okay. Any other questions?
No questions. Okay. I'll make the motion that we approve approve the addendum to the contract between Carbon County and EFG Consulting, disclosing a conflict of interest in the contract fee structure.
I'll step down and second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. That brings us to the end of our agenda today.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you.